Hey everybody, you're listening to the Video Game Bang. I am your host, Corey Vincent, and we have a fantastic show for you. This show is going to get you locked, cocked, and ready to go to San Diego Comic-Con, because we're going to have a special interview with Nerd Reactor head honcho John Spartan Wynn. Me and David Ng will also go into great lengths debating whether Magic 2015 Duels of the Planeswalkers is any good. Jada's here doing her thing, and we want to take this time to remind you that Video Game Bang is accessible through iTunes, Stitcher, and the Zune Marketplace. Anywhere you can find a podcast, you can find Video Game Bang, and if it's not there, tweet us at Video Game Bang. Let us know where you want us to be, and we can get there. Subscribe, and if you're an overachiever, go to facebook.com/videogamebangbang, click that like button, and stay up to date with the VGB crew and say hello. As we mentioned, we don't have the URL for Video Game Bang on Facebook, so if you want to go harass some idiots, you can go there and tell them that they need to give that URL back to the one and only
Video Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real. I don't get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, Video Game Bang listener pizzas? It is Corey Vincent with a new episode of the podcast, and we thank you for joining us.
Do you have that?
I had to think about it for a second. It sounded like we're doing a podcast.
I'm being a little methodical today because things have changed in my life. But before we get to that, I've got to introduce the man, the myth, the legend, Aaron Carter.
I thought you were going to go with Ric Flair. But yeah, what's up, everybody?
How do you like that? I gave you a nice intro for once.
Yeah, I like it a lot. That should stick.
You like that?
That should stick. I think everybody's going to be calling me that from now on. Yeah.
He is That's the terrible. In Manila, the Thunder from Down Under, David Ng.
Am I from Down Under?
Australia?
Australia.
Not really. I've never been there.
You look Australian.
Do you want to?
Do I?
No.
Do you want to go there?
I don't know, maybe. Except for like the fact that all the world's like most dangerous animals
yes,
live there.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Go there
exactly.
And just test your
but
power.
But hello, listeners.
Go there and test your power, Gondo.
Test my power.
Test your might. And she is the female version of a hustler. I can't think of... I don't have nothing for females. Jada!
Sexist pig.
Yeah. the only rhymes I know are negative, so yeah, I guess I was going to say the thunder thighs, or, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, Chun-Li.
Yeah.
Chun-Li's got the thunder thighs.
We are on the eve, I don't know what Chun-Li is, we are on the eve of brilliance. This is the Super Bowl for nerds. What?
I think that's kind of,
you know where I'm going?
Plagiarism.
What?
I could have swore I naturally say that Super Bowl for video games,
but nobody heard that.
Yeah,
because they
the
it,
nation.
So nobody else.
No, actually, that's all they did here was me saying that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I basically subliminally.
Did you not watch it?
No, I didn't watch it.
Oh my gosh! Wow.
Comic-Con. That's what it's called.
Wow. Do you know
it? Well, I'm not going, so I don't give a shit.
Wow.
But John Spartan Wynn from NerdReactor.com. will be there, and he's going to be on the show a little bit later to talk about all the cool haps and, yeah.
Some of the things he's looking forward to.
The interview hasn't happened yet, but when it does, we'll get into all that nitty gritty. But before that, how are you guys doing today?
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds just like a repeat of the weekend show kind of here. What's going on here?
I'll start.
Okay.
I had a birthday. I'm now 26 years old.
Yay. Clap, clap, clap.
About time.
And,
about time. What are you waiting on a 26-year-old?
He's legal now.
Oh, dear.
And one of the big gifts I got was an Android phone.
Welcome.
It's about time.
Welcome to the club.
I'm sorry, Microsoft. I have officially, after 4 years, decided to take my talents back home.
Wow.
To Cleveland. Android.
Is that the rocker?
This is the LG G3.
I don't know. I've never heard of that before.
It's got no buttons on the sides.
It's got Roger on the screen.
It's got Roger Howard on the screen because he just tweeted us and I was looking at it. Because we do check that stuff, people. Favorite and retweet.
Wow. As he's listening. Oh! Let me scroll back up.
It's awesome. It's thoroughly awesome. I have to recant. I'm sorry, Windows. They just took too long to get off the ground. The phone I was waiting for to get in November was canceled. So I would have been waiting till like next year to get a good Windows phone.
Canceled? So. Like just straight up, we're not even going to produce this phone?
Yeah, they didn't even announce it. I was like following some underground forum shit.
Hey guys, I got this Microsoft phone. It's going to do this
in a warehouse probably by himself.
Just tweeting just the hand of Thor. He's the only person there's tweeting
to. It was real, man. It was supposed to be using Kinect technology for gesture control.
What?
It was supposed to have all sorts of cool things, but they couldn't do it properly, so they didn't want it to be like a niche thing or like a gimmick. So they canceled the whole damn thing.
That carrot dangling on a string was never going to come to fruition.
Yeah, you know, and I'm going to be Frank, and then I'm going to be James. Basically what happened is I was the first person to get an Android phone.
I was one of the first.
Wow. I was on the front wave of this stuff that you guys all consume. I had the G1 phone, the original Google device, and I had it before it even came out with Maps, before they had Google Maps and free navigation. I remember getting those updates and being like, this shit is awesome. And when Windows Phone came out and they were saying they were going to do Windows 8, I jumped on the bandwagon. I wanted to do that again. I wanted to be on the first wave of the new cool thing. Unfortunately, after 4 years, it didn't happen. And honestly, I don't think it will.
Really? You're losing all hope in their ability to produce like nice phones.
Yeah. Well, I mean, somebody the phones
can't
are nice.
Be a Blue Lantern, can they?
Yeah, clearly. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just having a lot of fun playing the apps. Now I got Quiz Up. Playing on the App Store. Wow.
Yeah, I saw that you sent me the invite for the quiz for Dragon Ball Z, nonetheless.
And I whooped your ass.
Did you?
Twice.
No, ooh, I don't think twice.
I beat you twice.
Boy. I think somebody's playing some lies here because I got a tie on one.
Oh, no. Yeah, we tied on one and we both got that achievement.
Yes. Yeah. And then the first one, which I think was a Dragon Ball Z one, you won because...
Oh, what was
the kitten distracting me?
No. I didn't answer a GT question correctly.
Oh.
I've never really watched GT.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
And then, you know another thing? I never really watched the full Boo saga. Boo, and they asked a question on that.
Didn't you watch the Boo saga?
No.
Boo,
I stopped after
really
sale.
Drawn out,
Boo
though,
was like
on.
The worst
it was like
of the sagas.
Seven seasons in one freaking
I
saga.
Know. I enjoyed them all equally.
Oh, okay.
Well, you Frieza, have terrible,
Cell,
you have
to,
terrible
to
taste.
Boo, they were all awesome.
What's the one that we tied on? I can't remember the one we tied on.
It was a Dragon Ball.
No, it wasn't Dragon Ball, because I didn't do Dragon Ball twice. I wasn't about to go back into that crap.
You're about to get your ass whooped twice, huh?
Was it video games?
I think it might have been video games.
So you guys have equal knowledge of video games.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
They were some weird questions, though.
Yeah, it's hidden.
I like it, though.
I got my first rank, because
one of the
fun things to do is to try and win the ranks. Every 10 levels, you get a rank, and I got my first level 10 in the Big Lebowski trivia.
Wow, and the Big Lebowski, yeah.
Yep, I'm a Lebowski Urban Achiever.
Oh, apparently I already have Quiz Up installed. I just haven't used it.
We got a lot to talk about today, people. We got... but first, let me tell you. Go to nerdreactor.com for all your nerdy news. And check out the most recent episodes of our Weekend Bang.
Yeah, where we go into some heavy arguing, apparently.
That's
what my... co-worker who said he just tuned in for one episode and he's like, oh, I heard the one where the guy was arguing with you. I was like,
you mean everyone?
It got heated in the last one a little bit. It turned into the Alex versus Aaron show. They were going tit for tat, as they say. It was a good show, though. Basically, this show, the weekday show, this is Video Game Bang, the show you've all come to know and love. But if you want to go deeper into the subjects, into the psyche of video games, the Weekend Bang is turning into a masterclass.
It is, yeah.
Or at least a debate.
If you don't come out with a finer or more refined palette for video games,
oh man,
then I have failed my job.
If you listen to the Weekend Bang, you're either going to come out with a quote unquote more refined palette or an understanding of how clueless Aaron Carter is.
No,
one of those two things will definitely
happen. You will love him or you will.
The latter
him.
Won't, but
I
definitely believe you will have a higher understanding of games. And you might be a little more picky at what you buy.
Well, I think the last couple episodes have been really good. I would usually, warn against a two-part episode, because that's a lot of content.
So then you might want to warn against a three-parter.
It's going to turn into a three-parter, but it's really engaging. That's a really engaging conversation.
It hasn't shown any signs of slowing down with the topics, though, at least.
And you want to go into the next topic, which I know...
The next one, yes, will be a little more.
Are you going to tease that? Guys.
Should we tease it? Should we just put the tip in?
That's gross. That's terrible.
We're going to be talking meta. And it's a very deep subject.
I
didn't realize how deep it goes.
I didn't either until we did that last Weekend Bang one. And then I was kind of thinking about some of the stuff... it's just you'll see. People will see. Meta is meta. People will
also in the birthday department. I got a Wii U.
Yeah, we saw that. Yeah,
it's.
Did you only get Mario Kart? What else do you have with it?
Does he need anything else?
Yeah, what else do you need? First of all,
I don't know. You need something. You need some variety.
Well, the game it came with Super Mario Wii U.
Okay.
And you say Wii U,
I don't know. The name kind of drags on. It's a Super Mario and then Wii U, and then that one's bundled with the Luigi version too. And it's fun. I played online a bit. Well, I think the most attractive feature of the Wii U is easily the fact that
it's white.
Mine's black.
okay, all
right. It's the fact that you can. The wife can be on input number two while I'm playing Mario Kart on the tablet.
You mean TV? She can watch her own little... Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
I basically have a handheld Wii U to walk around the house with. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty dope, yeah.
What's the range on that?
2 feet.
About 10 feet, roughly,
yeah,
I'd say.
It's not too great. I tried to take it up to my room,
Really? And they couldn't even...
No.
They need to make it a little longer. I think they, make it a longer one.
What else is going on though? Aaron Carter, what do you got?
We're going to start streaming on the VG Bang, Twitch channel. We've got a schedule set out now, so it's going to be wrapped around the weekday show. You get the weekday show on Thursday. When we record the weekday show, I should say. So Tuesdays and Thursdays, be looking out for that. I'll be streaming all type of things with the DJ Gondo on the ones and twos. That's terrible.
I'll be there.
He's like, wow, he'll probably have a giant
bring that much energy to my DJ.
Giant rat head on his head as he DJs.
No. Yeah.
Nobody will be able to see him, but he'll just be wearing it in his own privacy of his home.
I'll take a picture and put it up on the stream for everyone.
That is so David. You give him this huge intro, goes, yeah, I'll be there.
Coming to the stage right now. Hey, everybody.
Hands in his pocket, looking at his feet.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey. I'm here to play a little bit of music, and we'll enjoy our time.
I've got about 5 tracks lined up for you.
There we go.
And we'll see how it goes from there.
A good blend.
I hear you guys like to party here.
You know what I'm looking for out of this? I'm really looking for your personality to show through the
music. My personality to show through the music?
Through music.
Okay, we'll see how that goes.
So you're going to get the soundtrack for Mass Effect 1. And
or we're just gonna get a whole bunch of the
I am totally messing up all the buttons right here.
What's your plan? Buttons
so
everywhere.
We're gonna do it again.
Wow
I hate when this happens. It's so surprising when we get what's your plan.
What's your plan?
Technical difficulties aside,
what's your plan?
Start with Aaron Carter. What's your plan?
Fallout New Vegas. I just actually, for the first time, got the DLC since I have the Ultimate Pack, since the fan, Gerald Ocon. Thank you again for purchasing that for me.
Sugar Daddy.
I just beat one of the DLCs for the first time, and it was...
Is that the robot one?
The robot one. It was a lot of talking.
You're having a lot of issues with that one, too, from what I saw.
Yeah, a lot of issues.
Aaron's not a good listener. A
lot of issues.
Well, the game also broke on him a couple times.
Yeah, it kept shutting down. I don't know what that deal is, but, you know, whatever. I think it's only done that when I play the DLC.
You gotta uninstall all those mods.
I don't have any mods. I'm going to get mods, though.
Oh, you got the nude mod.
No. That's terrible. They do have, like, of course, your basic. Every single PC game seems to always have better graphics mod, you know, where somebody's bumped up the graphics or something like that.
Extra textures in there and stuff.
Beyond that, I'm on Smite some more. Trying to reach level 30 before I, you know.
You're not level 30 on that game?
That game, it's for some reason, takes forever to get that last two levels. I'm 28, so I'm almost there. And they've started to sell boosters now.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Experience boosters.
You can buy experience?
Yes.
No.
It's like League where you get a multiplier. Okay, that's fair.
I was going to say, people are buying levels.
No, bullshit. But it's good. They just added another character on there.
Suck when they get there.
They added Sir Kit, another assassin.
That's the Scorpion Tail Lady?
Scorpion Tail Lady, yep. She's, I don't use her.
Character review?
It's up on Nerd Reactor.
Okay. Go to nerdreactor.com for once in your life.
I put the smite down all the time.
You
don't
want to plug it?
You ain't down with that Nerd Reactor?
What did I call it? Sir Kit, I can't even remember what I called the smite down, because I always have some type of weird
Aaron,
name.
Are you watching TV as we're recording this?
I'm watching the Man City versus Kansas City.
I just caught a glimpse of it in the mirror.
Yes, they are down 2-1.
All right, fine. Next time I'm on your show, I'm going to jerk.
Where are you going to sit there and play?
The dance move. I'm going to do the
jerk.
Yeah,
sure. That's what you're talking about.
Do the jerk the whole time.
I would like to opt out of next weekend's show, please.
I'd like to be here so I can videotape it.
I'm just gonna set the camera up and let it just record, and then we'll just randomly import it. I will cancel that show.
I knew David wanted me, but wow, everybody.
Hey now.
David Ng.
Yes.
My childhood friend.
Yes, sir.
Got me the coolest birthday gifts out of everybody.
Except for the phone and the Wii U.
Ah, fuck.
Oh, wow.
That's nothing.
Wow, is that your wife's gift? Wow.
She doesn't listen to the show. David got me a Kevlar chainmail dice bag.
I don't know why you say Kevlar. It's not
Kevlar. It's
Kevlar. Kevlar is a whole different...
Kevlar is a very different product.
Yeah.
It's softer.
I don't want to hear nothing from you. You're on notice. David, what
awesome
you playing?
Notice.
I'm playing the new Duels of the Planeswalkers.
Oh, barf.
Hold on. Before you continue.
Yes.
When you got offline, because they know your disdain for this game, two people continued to play it and found no real fault in it.
There's a lot of faults in
it. Not fault enough to quit the game, correct?
Yeah.
Okay,
I've put in like 20 hours now.
20 hours?
Yeah. I completed the grind to unlock every card. And
every card?
Yeah.
How many cards are in the game?
They only put three. It was like 700 in the game.
Only 700.
And you unlock 10 to 15 every game or every win.
That's so few in magic terms.
Yeah.
700 really is like what? Probably 15%.
Are they the majority of them 2015 cards?
I can't say for sure. I think that because of the way they did it, they're kind of spread out across a lot of different sets because the way they did the traveling to different realms.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's a lot of 2015 cards, but it's definitely some that I recognize.
You beat the story already?
Yeah, I beat the story.
Okay.
I actually went achievement hunting, and the only ones I'm missing now are the multiplayer ones.
So 20 hours. Okay, let's break this down.
Okay.
20 hours.
Yeah.
You've unlocked all the cards.
Yes.
You've beat the story.
Yes.
You have just about all the achievements.
Just about.
What's next?
The only thing next would be to play online and see what kind of decks people have made up and what I can kind of like take and like merge into my own concoction.
So then once you find out what the best deck is, you'll start building towards that.
Maybe. Or maybe I'll just build something to counter it, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see how magic goes.
See how that goes. Because basically, so there's a set amount of cards. There's going to be a meta, as you should speak. So there will be a deck that overpowers everything.
Which is so terrible.
And then everybody's going to have that deck.
Yeah, again, terrible.
But there has to be some type of checks and balances in there. There has to be a counter to this best deck. there has to be a different strategy, a different set you can build to counter that deck.
I don't think so.
You can always build things to go around different things.
Exactly. That's the beauty of card games.
How effective... I'd have to see that, though.
We're starting a discussion for a different day.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know.
Here, let me talk about... I'm going to cut off. We'll go to Jay last. I'm jumping in on this one.
Wow.
Because I also played...
But did you?
I put a few hours.
20 compared to...
Five.
Like five.
Okay.
Okay, here's what where they went wrong.
Wait.
Aesthetically, the game is pleasing.
Okay.
I like the fact that they added voice-acted tutorials. If I was a new player, I would appreciate that.
Yeah.
But as a veteran player, I skipped through it. Made it kind of a pain in the ass, but I think it's good overall. I think that the game interplay, the gameplay, the actual battle mechanics, I feel like it's slower. It feels clunkier than recent ones. And how the map opens up for your attack phase.
That's a little weird.
Stupid.
Like, but it's a nice visual cue that it's attacking time.
I don't need
it's
that.
It's time to attack.
I agree, I don't need it.
And there's no way to turn it off.
Yeah.
I thought that the mana selecting, I'd never had so many problems selecting mana.
The AI for auto mana selecting is terrible, but you can cycle it yourself.
That's what I had to go do, like, immediately.
Yeah.
But then we get into let's get into brass tacks. Okay. After you finish the tutorial, you choose your colors, and they give you a deck based on those colors.
Yes.
I chose incorrectly.
Yes,
I was misguided because the strategy that it told me was actually a good strategy, and I've seen work in very solid decks. But the way they executed it was shitty. So I have this super underpowered deck where I'm barely struggling along to get here. Then I get to the first boss of the game, Avacyn, and she's mopping the floor with me. Even on my best draws, her draws are better. And I'm playing for hours. I can't beat this thing.
5 hours.
I have to switch it down to like mage, easy to beat this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get like 3 cards that don't even go with my strategy or anything. I just think that the grind at the beginning is not worth the outcome. And then once you find out they took out Two-Headed Giant, they took out Arch Enemy, like they put no game modes in this thing.
Yeah, I would have liked to see some more of the multiplayer game modes aside from just the standard free-for-all play.
So Two-Headed Giant is gone?
Two-Headed Giant is gone.
I'm hoping that's just an easy fix.
That already takes away my purchase from it because I love Two-Headed Giant.
Two-Headed Giant was the best game type. Absolutely. And that's like the bare minimum.
2EV2.
No, I know what Two-Headed Giant is. This is on the...
PC.
I'm playing it on the PC, but it's going to be on just about everything.
No way of DLC.
Oh, yeah. For sure they can do DLC.
There will be DLC.
So, Two-Headed Giant isn't ruled out?
It can be added in.
I'm not paying extra for that shit.
Yeah, why would
we? No, they'll probably throw a new mode in there for free. Yeah.
Hopefully.
They better be.
So, would that change your...
I'm grading this game. It's very unique. You can only... When you're reviewing a game, you kind of have to review like games and from past experiences. And it is the worst one in their franchise.
And adding Two-Headed wouldn't change your opinion?
No. I am of the opinion when you make a new game that's formulaic like this, you're supposed to add features.
So a sequel. A sequel should add features.
You're supposed to add things, not take away. And they took away basically everything that made the game awesome. Now, you were bringing up something interesting, Aaron, when you talked about we fight over Minecraft all the damn time.
Uh-huh.
How terrible Minecraft is on the Xbox.
It's not.
It's...
Continue.
But with Magic, it's different.
Doesn't seem
it's
like it.
It's way different because...
JD just said 15% of the cards are represented on a game on your PC.
But what I like about the Magic one is it is blatantly a micro light version where you can just pick up and play games on your console or your PC. Pre-constructed decks that don't require too much thought, that give you inspiration for your own decks.
What do you think Minecraft is trying to...
The Minecraft on the PC, you guys all think it's real Minecraft.
What do you think it's trying to convince players on the Xbox?
To trick you into having a complete Minecraft experience when you clearly are not.
It's missing one thing, which is the infinite world, which isn't actually infinite, correct?
Yes.
So it's missing that thing, and then with updates, it's bringing out all their other stuff.
Stuff that people have already had and enjoyed. Okay,
it's the same
much
thing.
Much grander scale.
It's the same.
And with multiplayer that goes way beyond.
The thing, I don't understand what you're talking about, much grander scale. Like, as if the average player is building Mordor. No, they're not.
Yes. Yeah,
the average player, people. Average player. That's what I'm talking about. Not the
enthusiast.
And this is why it's sold so well on the Xbox and on the PS3.
Little kids.
Because.
Children.
Because the average player doesn't need Infinite World to create stuff.
Do you even have an anvil yet?
I haven't played on my Xbox in a long time because, you know, I'm
not sure. I think they might have an anvil
they
now.
They might.
I don't know what the. Yeah, I don't know what the updates are. It could be by now. But I think you are. To get the core experience, we just talked to Alex about you just joined his server. He plays with no mods. He said, why? I don't need all that stuff. I play vanilla. Can't get no more vanilla than the Xbox version. You know, that's no mods. That's all that type of stuff.
That's true.
I played Minecraft from watching what other people did on YouTube and stuff like that. So I saw mods. I saw adventure maps that people made, which is only on the Xbox. I mean, which is only on the PC from downloads and stuff like that. And that's what made me play. But when I played on the Xbox, I didn't feel like I was missing out too much on any of that stuff. Mm. And then I went back to the PC, and then I felt like, I'd rather have the controller. It felt better to me.
Does it not support controller on PC?
It might now.
Maybe
and
now.
There's been mods. There's
and then,
mods.
Yeah, because, I mean, the PC is a PC. It can do pretty much anything. But to me, I felt like I liked the interface.
I hated the interface. I hated it took the adventure out of trying to craft
what adventure
all the
now?
Items.
What adventure now? Tell me the adventure.
Trying to craft the items like when you
what
don't know.
Don't you not know?
Like when I first played the game, I didn't know how to make a torch.
They have the internet has taken mystery out of everything, sir.
I want to go back to those days when there was updates for the fireworks. I purposely didn't look. I knew there was fireworks added to the game, but I went through and I went and got the gunpowder.
I think you
and the
are the
and tried to figure it all
I
out.
I think you're the exception, not the rule for the average player.
Yeah, even I wouldn't do that.
Thank you.
Even
I side with Corey. Actually, when the new stuff comes out, I like to figure it out on my own. So I'm
there's people
there.
Out there. We are out there. There's literally dozens.
Yeah,
of us out there.
Literally dozens.
And the game sold millions. There's dozens of you. That's right. So, yeah, you can't get no more better than that statement right there.
Well, let's go back to Magic, because that's the topic here. That's what's new.
That's new?
That's the new freshness.
That's terrible.
Magic 2015.
But you don't even like the game.
So
I don't.
You don't like... I can understand them taking out pre-constructed decks. That definitely does suck. I agree with that. But, like, this is the first one where you can actually build your own custom deck.
Yes, and that would have been awesome if they added that to what was already an amazing game. Let me build my own deck and play against the constructed decks. I don't care. In the end game, a deck you build will always be better than, you know, you can tune around. But they took that away from me. Now it's just this one deck I build or these that you could house multiple decks.
It seems infinite.
Yeah.
Understanding your huge gripe.
It's just, I can't get
because
over...
Because they took away structure?
They took away game types that I love.
But I say it, if they add
those...
Well,
the thing with the game types, too, though, is other than the two-headed giant, they've always rotated game types.
Yeah, and that's always fine, but they always left the essentials, and there's always adding... There's not even a special game type.
Yeah.
Is scenario mode in there, or no?
No, they didn't even bring challenges back. I know.
Really? That's depressing.
But it seems like this is the vanilla version of...
There's way better Magic. This stuff already exists. There's games out there. There's a full Magic Online where you just buy digital cards and build your deck and do tournament play and have
and
all
has
the
every single card, right?
Yeah, has all the cards.
So what was the purpose of making this?
That's
game?
What I don't understand. Why are you trying to make something that was great for what it was more like something that exists and is infinitely better?
Well, you know that one's been out for like 2 years, right?
It's been out, yeah.
Has
and
it been
free,
updated?
And there's free versions out there.
It's a beta, so it's just constantly being updated.
Well, then, yeah, it's
there's
out.
Free versions out there too. There's the one Magic does where you can buy your stuff, and then there's completely open source free ones. So I don't understand.
How much was this game?
$10.
Was it going to be?
It's only 10.
Yeah.
It's at least. Wasn't the other one's like 15?
So what does it do? What does it do essentially that the other ones don't?
You can build your own deck from scratch.
But so that free one you can't?
Oh, the free one? Yeah. No, I'm talking about duels.
No, I'm saying, what does it do that is not out there? Why is
it... Oh, it does nothing that's
because
not...
Because like
it gives you a campaign feature is all it does.
Oh, yeah, there's a campaign. And the campaign is kind of nice. They put more into the campaign than they have in the past.
Okay, so then that's what you're paying the $10 for,
and
then, right?
It's a waste, yeah.
Did you feel satisfied with the campaign, Gondo?
Mildly, yeah, actually. Because, like, the explore things, they kind of combined the challenges into a normal duel. So, like, when you go to the explore each section, they give you you fight against a weird constructed deck that has a specific theme to it.
That was in 2014, though. They did that exact same thing. Except now they just put it in its own category.
Yeah. But, like, that one, the 2014 one was weird because, like, they always drew the same card. But this, you're actually fighting a real deck. So, like, it changes the draw every time you play it.
Well, I'm giving it 2 stars. You guys can read the review when it comes out later this week. The
That's
only game,
2 out of 2, everybody.
It didn't disappoint me. Yeah, no. It didn't disappoint me as much as the UFC, but, you know, UFC was a full $70 game that I blew my load on. Speaking of blew my load on, Jada, what you playing?
Wow.
Oh.
How'd you get full circle around back to this after
right?
an hour
right?
of...
I'm playing Tomodachi Life on the 3DS.
That's a weird-ass game.
It is a super weird game. It's a lot of fun. It's kind of a cross between Animal Crossing and Sims. I like Animal Crossing, don't like Sims, but strangely, I like Tomodachi, so they have the perfect balance for me. I need to add memes of you guys so I can see what ridiculous things you guys do.
Yeah.
Corey likes to roll around on the floor. Apparently in his apartment.
I love to.
He
it's
loves
a very
to do
accurate
that.
Game.
It's a fun thing to do.
Makes sense.
I got him in a Luffy hat from One Piece or whatnot.
Oh, a straw hat.
Yeah. So you're rocking that around the town. Had some pretty awesome rap battles going on in the town. I'll show you guys some of those.
Wow.
And then, Corey, I sent you that awesome birthday song.
Yeah, that was cool.
Song.
Did you have to, like, script that whole thing?
No, it was all done. It all happened automatically. Pre-programmed it. Chose the people to talk about it. You know, had Laura there asking for cake.
And if you guys want to buy the game, it's on sale at Best Buy.
Yep, buy one, get one for 3DS games right now.
All right, well, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back with an interview with John Spartan talking about San Diego Comic-Con, and then we're going to have gaming news for you, so stick around.
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Hello, Super Aaron. Hello, Princess Cory. It's me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia. You guys, number one. Woohoo!
Hey, what's up, dudes? This is Ace from Strife. Hey, head on over to strife.com, grab yourself a beta key for some of our closed testing. And you know what? Tell them Ace sent you. And while you're at it, listen to the Video Game Bang podcast. Peace.
This is Janice Davis, author of Holder's Dominion. And you're listening to Video Game Bang with superstar, incredibly charming host.
This is the worst product they've ever made, in my opinion.
Are you still watching TV, Aaron?
It's soccer, sir.
It goes on forever.
It really does.
It's only in the 49th minute right now. Wow. Second half. We're down two, everybody.
Forever.
What do you mean we?
Forever.
I always go for U.S. teams, so this is Sporting Kansas City versus Man City.
Man City?
Manchester City, yep.
The manliest
Manchester
city in the world.
United. But see, it's like, I mean, they're bringing their kind of C team over here, you know.
Roger Howard tweeted us, and he wanted to know why... Does Mario say Super Aaron and Princess Cory?
Because
I hope there's a good story
I'm
to go
super.
With this.
There is a very good story for it.
I cornered the guy who does the voice acting for Mario at a little after party thing at E3. And I was fanboying like all over him and I was trying to get an interview, but it kind of wasn't the appropriate forum. He was kind of like, I got something to do. I was like, well, can I at least get like a promo for our podcast? And he was like, actually, Nintendo's really tight on what I can promote and what I can do for the voice. But he said, I can do a personal greeting. I was like, oh, that would be great. Give me a personal greeting for my friends, Aaron and Corey.
Wow.
And he was like, oh, yeah, I'll do that for you. Which one's the girl? And I was like,
because both names are
that actually is
both
accurate.
Names,
both of those
both
names go
either
way.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have thought that. Like, if somebody came and asked me, my first thing wouldn't have been, who's the girl? I would have just been like, all right, these two dudes want a greeting.
Yeah.
Not because I first of all, I don't know a lot of girls named Corey.
I've met a couple.
I see, being a Corey, and someone says which one's a girl, I'm like, oh, Corey, I know there's girls named Corey, so Corey's the girl name. I completely forgot there was Aaron with an E.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That exists. So yes. I just, out of instinct, you know, to keep my story alive, you know, I got Mario grilling me here. I had to be like, Corey's the girl.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, here we go. You sure? I'm like, yep. And he says, hello, Super Aaron.
Yeah.
Princess Corey. All right. And now, as promised, we have our interview with John Spartan, the main man at NerdReactor.com. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to be back on the show, Video Game Bang. I love you guys. I listen to you guys almost every week. I try to make it like a, you know, a daily ritual.
A daily ritual? You listen to... Okay, that's awesome.
Yep.
So you are getting prepped and ready to go to San Diego Comic-Con, which begins tomorrow, actually, right?
Yeah, right now, or tonight, is preview night. Actually, when this airs, it's going to be like the next day. So yeah, today or last week or whatever. Preview night.
Timey-wimey. Bullshit.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Tonight, preview night. What is it? Mark's going to be there. He's covering it. We got Laura. She's covering the Bates Motel. I'm interested in what Mark's covering. He's going to see the X-Men Cerebral Experience and pretty much what that is. You get to have an Oculus Rift over your head, and you get to kind of feel how Cerebro's like.
What?
I saw some screenshots for that one. That looks pretty interesting.
I'm super jealous.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, so pretty much they're going to promote the X-Men Blu-rays and all that jazz. And I don't know. It's like, I don't even know where to start. There's like so many things happening with San Diego. But I guess I can start with the thing that excites me the most. That would be the Assassin's Creed experience with the parkour. And that's kind of like American Ninja Warrior or just regular Ninja Warrior, where pretty much you have to just parkour your way with different obstacles. And at the very end, there's like a leap of faith where you jump down and you land on something soft.
Oh, wow. Are there like prizes given out when you complete that or something?
There is a prize. If a certain person wins with a certain amount of time, they get like a free year of, what is it, free shaves from this one company. I forgot who it was.
Free shave?
I think it's Shake.
Wow. Okay.
Wait. Shades? Like shaves. Glasses?
Shaving.
Shaving. Like okay.
So someone will go to your house and shave your...
Wow. I doubt it's that personal.
That'd be great if it was.
Yeah, Assassin's got to look good, you know? So are you going to be participating in this ninja challenge?
I want to try if I have enough free time, but most of the time we'll be doing some videos for Nerd Reactor. We're going to be doing... I'm trying to bring the hula cam back.
Oh, yeah. Aaron's personal favorite, the hula cam.
Love it.
So what else are you looking forward to? Like, I saw we're on the Nerd Reactor email list, and all day, every day, for the past 3 weeks, there's been flooded with San Diego Comic-Con opportunities and interviews. Which one of those did you actually get to grab? Are you getting to meet anybody cool?
For me, I'm going to be doing a Flash interview, so I'll be interviewing the cast and crew members from the Flash TV show. And for those that don't know, Flash is the spinoff of the Arrow series, and you kind of get a glimpse of the Flash in the Arrow series, so that should be fun.
Wow. Do you guys have any questions you want John to ask?
Yeah. Ask them how many metahumans are going to be in season one. Like, I know DC said they're trying to push it with the Flash series, but I got to know how many are they really, because all I've seen in the trailer is just two so far.
Yeah, I'll ask that. I'm pretty sure like each episode they're going to have some form of metahumans. You wouldn't want to see Flash go up against like a human being.
Boring. Some of his bad guys, like Captain Boomerang, those are his like iconic bad guys. They're just regular people. So I wonder if they're going to focus more on the superhero, like the Mirror Master or somebody with like weird powers or something like that. You know what I mean?
Is Wentworth Miller going to be on this panel?
Which one was that one?
Oh my God.
That's the guy
who's
Captain.
I'm about to end this phone call right damn now. From Prison Break. He's playing Captain Cold.
Cold, yeah.
He's Captain Cold.
As I Google. You can hear the
Google. Okay. It's all right. I don't know who Captain Cold is.
I know who that is.
Well, actually,
I suspect
heard of him,
that he's probably not there.
And does
he have superpowers?
He has guns. No,
he's like Mr. Freeze kind of. He uses the freeze gun. He doesn't have any
powers. That guy, like that. I don't know. That's like a Mr. Freeze reject.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, he is. You. Yeah, he's the poor man's Mr. Freeze. Definitely.
It's all about. I don't want to know about him.
It's all about the actor. Yeah, because it's kind of a name.
One of the best TV series. That's how great it was. You made me geek out. He was in Prison Break.
But I'm pretty sure, like, whatever they do is going to be great, because if you guys have seen Arrow, they make all the second-tier villains, characters, pretty big.
They do give them a big, they put them forefront, and I definitely agree with that.
I like the way they're going so far with the actual series, how they're taking it into the meta-human stuff. Like, they got to do it seamlessly, because they're going to bring it over to Arrow as well, right? That's what they're doing?
Probably not. I just don't want it to turn cheesy like Smallville.
You thought Smallville was cheesy?
Yeah.
I think towards the later it got a little cheesy, for sure. Early on it was really good because it was really low-key and really just people developing and stuff like that. And I love that about Smallville, but I fell off probably after season 4.
Once they got rid of Lex.
What are you trying to learn from the panel or the little one-on-ones?
For the one-on-ones, I'm just going to be asking random questions. It's just how I do it.
he's like, I have no idea.
So what are you wearing today, guys?
Okay, here's the thing. If you really want to know about the show, you're going to find out through other means, through other people interviewing. You're going to be asking the same question over and over again. Like, how did you start? Or what character did you like about
this? Or
how
many metahumans are going to be in the Thieving?
Hey, that's what I want to know. Yeah. Those are real hard-hitting questions.
I'll pretend I'm the guy. Like, oh, yeah, we'll have plenty. Yeah, because you're going to live like the generic answers to where they can't really reveal much. So I'd rather go, like, veer off the other way.
Yeah, catch them off guard. Maybe get them to leak something they're not supposed to.
Yeah.
So, other than that, in other news, you got San Diego Comic-Con. We'll go back to that. But you are also playing on the beta for Destiny.
Landmark.
Oh, you're on that too?
I'm just kidding.
That's breaking. But Destiny, what do you think of it?
I love it. It's weird because I was not excited about the game before. Like when E3 came out, it just flew by me because it looks like Halo. Nothing about it just grabs me.
And what's wrong with that, first of all? What's wrong with it looking like Halo?
That's a lot of problems.
Biggest Halo fanboy over here.
It's a beautiful game.
No, Halo's an awesome game, but when a developer is creating a new property, you kind of want it to be something else. But then after actually getting deep playing into the beta, it feels like Halo. It's like Halo mixed in with Mass Effect and Borderlands. And there's nothing wrong with that, because once you play it, it's pretty well done. Gameplay, the mechanics, the online portion, it's a lot of fun.
Very cool. We were playing it just a little bit today, me and David, and that's pretty much exactly what we were thinking, and I think that's what a lot of people are thinking. Do you think this is going to be the game that makes... Actually, no, it's not going to be, because it's going to be on the 360.
It's going to be the game
360,
to make
Xbox One,
yeah,
PS4.
It's not going to be
no,
that
it's
game.
Not going to be an upgrade. PC? I think. No, it's not on PC.
Not PC?
Not PC. But,
not yet.
Not yet. Exactly. I think it will still get some people to upgrade, just because, you know, I work at GameStop. I get a lot of people coming in. I ask them, hey, do you want to pre-order Destiny? Get the beta, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm waiting for it for the next. I'm going to get a next-gen console before I buy Destiny. So it could still be a potential system seller. I don't know. I don't think it's going to have as much impact as it would if it was only next gen. But then again, Bungie doesn't want to, and Activision don't want to exclude all the current generation or last gen sales. So I think it's a smart move on their part.
Yeah, I could see that as well. But they really, going and meeting them at E3, you could really tell they're really happy with their PlayStation partnership.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I was going in there talking to the guys and, you know, kind of mentioning things like, oh, man, this would feel so much better on an Xbox controller. And, you know, just trying to throw those little things out there. And they were definitely trying to separate themselves from Halo. Like, they didn't want to talk about Halo too much. They didn't want to talk about Microsoft at all. Like, they just were really very PlayStation-driven.
Well, I can understand that. After being stuck under Microsoft's thumb for so long, being forced to make Halo games, basically... Being able to go out and branch out to another
and make
console.
Your own version of a Halo game, yeah, they were really.
You're
upset.
Saying it's like a Halo sweatshop.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
So, but yeah.
Yeah. So, going back to San Diego Comic Con, it's going to be huge.
what games are going to be there?
Yeah.
I know gaming has to be in the Comic-Con. Like, do you expect any secret announcements, new Batman stuff or something like that?
Maybe the new Batman, but a lot of different companies are there. You know, you got Capcom there. You have, I think, Namco Bandai. Mm-hmm. But other than that, pretty much everything is going to be big on the sci-fi comic books. And I think the Batmobile is going to be there, the Arkham Knight one, just like the one you saw at E3, but I'm not sure.
Ooh. We're not going to get the, what's his name? What's the Ben Affleck's Batmobile? We're not going to get that one going. God.
No, I don't know if you've seen already. A picture was released recently showing off the Batman cowl for Batman v Superman.
Oh,
and it's
really?
Just that in the cape.
I missed that.
I missed that too.
Just that, in the game. It's not the little gray one where he looks all emo and looking down and everything.
Yeah,
not that picture, right?
It's not that. It looks kind of different when you look at it from the pictures that people have taken of it.
All right, John. Well, thank you for your time. We're going to be looking forward to a lot of San Diego Comic-Con updates on NerdReactor.com. So if you guys are looking for the Comic-Con news and latest updates, follow NerdReactor on Twitter, at NerdReactor. Go to NerdReactor.com and follow John personally. John, are you going to be posting and tweeting the event?
Not really.
Okay, then don't go follow John. I was just throwing stuff out of my ass, apparently.
Find another writer on NerdReactor and follow them. They'll be tweeting.
John, any last words to the audience before we disengage?
Let's see. Pretty much last words. If you're going to be at San Diego Comic-Con, look for us. We'll do the Hula Cam video. We'll do like some other pranking videos. So look forward to that.
All right, John Spartan with NerdReactor.com. So we have some news, and we're going to get into that. I know we kind of got into the news a little bit late, but there's a lot to talk about. We had Magic, we got Comic-Con, we got our Mario story from E3, so there's a lot going on. So here we go. League of Legends team fined for trolling. Riot Games is fining the European League of Legends team, H2K Gaming, $300.
I actually know who that team is.
You watch them?
No, I don't watch them, but I've heard of them. Like,
they made it sound like, ah, we went to high school.
Yeah, I believe they have a smite team, yeah.
Most of those teams have multiples.
For every competitive league.
But this is good. This is good. Continue.
Well, yeah, they were fined $300. That's
not enough.
American.
Not enough.
For exhibiting unsportsmanlike behavior in an official EU Challenger Series game. According to the ruling, H2 Gaming violated the official Challenger Series rules by intentionally prolonging a game against their opponent, GG Callnash, on July 10th. In the game, H2K had a clear lead on the opponent, but purposely built in ineffective items on the champion, such as building a melee item for a mage and wasting summoner spells that have a high cooldown time while alone. Yeah, I don't see why that doesn't happen. If you guys are going to be making big boy money, you guys got to act like the big boys.
No, I agree. They need absolutely. To keep setting examples like this.
That's all they did.
No, I think it. You know, it's a first offense. So
I want more of the stuff that goes on in league.
Yeah, so you're not going to get that on a team because it's all the five people know each other already. Yeah,
I think they need to be monitoring these guys while they play the masses.
Yeah.
Oh, and they do.
24/7.
They're beta testing a new
ban system.
Yeah.
They're going to start banning a lot more. There's there's already been the lever buster automatic system, but they're going to be improving it and implementing new parts where it's going to start checking the chat and start automatically issuing warnings and temporary bans and permanent bans for people who are extremely toxic. Mm-hmm. So I welcome it. Get rid of those shit players.
It's kind of like, fuck them. If you want to consider gaming a sport, if people are going to start doing that now and you're going to do esports and people are playing to try and, you know, potentially earn money or whatever. You know, it's kind of like going to play basketball at the park where every single basketball court, you know, there's people being dicks.
Okay, what are we talking about?
We're talking about like trash talking, fouling people.
Fouling stuff, yeah. Trash talking to me is all a part of the sport.
That is part of basketball. I
don't
agree.
Know about that.
But this
and trash talk to a degree.
This is what you don't trash talk. If we're playing on the same team, Corey, and you miss a jumper, I'd be like, you suck. Get out of here.
Yeah, that.
You're my team.
Imagine
that's
that
trash
on
talk.
Every single basketball court. When your own team is screwing, your own team is throwing the ball out of bounds or.
I rarely see that. That's, but trash talking against the opponent, that's one thing. And with league, I see it always as, oh my gosh, what is this Yasuo doing? He sucks. And I'm on your team, not, hey.
Aaron being Yasuo in most cases.
You know? So it's like, and it almost bled a little over into Smite from what I've, I'm getting higher and higher levels. And I'm like, this just may be the MOBA crowd.
It is. No, it is. It's totally the MOBA crowd.
But in the beginning, I didn't see that. It was just like, hey, you know, you could try this or something like that.
You were blind.
No, it's not blind. Trust me.
Yeah.
And I have witnesses.
No, because
Jerry and everybody, they'll say the same thing.
No, I agree. Because back when LOL came out back in 2009, there was none of that. The community was one of the best communities I've ever played. Because I came from Dota, who'd been around for 4 or 5 years, and the community is just garbage. Dota still has the worst community for players. Going into LOL 2009 beta, never had one rager, never had one person saying, you suck, go get cancer, none of that crap.
They're rampant and from League, from the level 1 to whatever the max level is on that one.
Oh, there's douchebags everywhere, but it's like the anonymity of the internet really makes them
come out.
And then, then them wanting to be so good that they have to, like, I mean, sometimes the trash talk is not just trolling. Like, it's genuine. Mm-hmm. It's like these people really care about that rank so much.
But I think now, because, and what it's the difference, especially with real sports, because with real sports,
Well, first of all, you have to be face to face.
Blueprint, no, I'm saying, to get to the professionals.
Yeah.
Go to school, play there, you know, play college, get seen, drafted, all that type of stuff. League is more of a like, are these MOBAs and stuff like that are kind of just your average Joe, which is in our living room. So what they're thinking is, hey, I could probably be a professional. You're screwing me up. I need to rage off of this because I need to be one of those top type of people, you know. But if there was something where it was like, say it was just like, you know, professional and you go to school and stuff like that and you're in more of a structured
environment,
I guarantee you there wouldn't be any type of raging like that.
Yeah.
There may be like one out of every whatever. You're just screwing up my scholarship, bro, or something like that. Yeah. But it wouldn't be as rampant as it is. Every match, I have never played a league match with random people where I haven't heard any of you suck. And I've done matches where we've done pretty decent.
Yeah, we'll be on the team of all people we know, and we're telling each other we suck.
So it's that's how it goes.
I think honestly, one thing I would love Riot to implement would be some sort of a mediator that just, you know, is invisible in spectating the games. Not every game, because that would be impossible. There's billions of games played every day. But
that might be inaccurate, but
it is in the millions. I will say there's millions of games played of League per day, but. You know, even if they were able to somehow find a way to spectate 5% of those matches and catch 5% of those players, that would help improve the community.
Marvel's EIC, Axel Alonso addresses changes to Captain America, Iron Man, and Thor. So it's been one heck of a week for Marvel Comics. There will be a new female Thor. The Falcon will be taking over for Captain America, and Iron Man is getting a new suit of armor.
Iron Man gets a new suit of armor every day.
Yeah, I know. He's also becoming a Playboy again.
And he's moving to San Fran, right? That's what I heard.
Is he? He's moving in with the X-Men?
I heard he was moving to San Francisco.
He's moving with the X-Men.
Pretty much.
The inscription on Thor's hammer reads, "Whomsoever holds the hammer, if he be worthy, shall possess the power of Thor." Well, it's time to update that inscription, says Marvel editor Will Moss. The new Thor continues Marvel's proud tradition of strong female characters. Like Captain Marvel, Storm, Black Widow, and more. This new Thor isn't a temporary female substitute. She is now the one and only Thor, and she is worthy.
Wow. How do you feel about that?
Thor being one of my favorite characters, that is a tough pill to swallow. Because
sounds like a jagged pill to swallow.
I don't mind that it's a woman, but
Yeah, you do.
It's been a man for so long, and that's one of my favorite characters, so you're kind of just forcing me to adapt to this whole new thing, and I don't like new things.
That's exactly why comic books do this, and then they turn back, after like six months.
Yeah, I don't know why they even put that statement in there of, this isn't a temporary. Yeah, it is,
it's
dude.
A temporary.
As soon as I saw universe, it's forever.
Yeah, I don't understand why they put that.
As soon as I saw it, I knew it was going to be temporary.
With deaths of superheroes, and it's temporary.
Go ahead.
Do we see other... Because remember, two or three podcasts ago, I said, I want to see females, I want to see swaps.
I think they listen to the show and they're like, we got to do that.
Yeah, they do. But I would say, do you think we're going to see other ones flipped? Do you think we'll see a female Cap?
A female Cap would be very easy to do.
I understand, because Janice was just on the show and she was talking about when you name superheroes, Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, all male figures. Now, I understand the whole women equality thing, and they want to, get some more powerful, strong women in. Mm-hmm. But I think that's on the writers, definitely. And he's trying to, this new writer is trying to
establish
do that.
Himself.
But I don't know if Thor was the right character.
It depends on how they're going to do this, because it's a completely new person. It's not just like, it's the same, the same person, but in a different body.
And no, I thought that's exactly what they were saying.
They're getting rid of the hammer.
I thought that's what they were saying, and that what the editor was saying was that this is Thor. This is not Thorina.
This is Thor. It goes on to say, no longer is the classic thunder god able to hold a mighty hammer. Mjolnir, a brand new female hero, will emerge worthy to the name Thor.
See, it's a brand new hero. So, the character Thor is different. Like, the person who was Thor before is someone new.
I see what you're saying.
No, like, if Thor had the name John, he's saying this is, this is Juanita or something.
Thor is now John, and someone else took the Thor.
I don't know if that's right, though. I could have swore I put in there, they were like, this is not an alternate. Did I not put that in the article?
Did I not? I don't know. Series writer Jason Aaron emphasizes that this is not She-Thor.
Yeah.
This is not Lady Thor. This is not Thorita. This is Thor. This is the Thor of the Marvel Universe.
It's like the mantle of Thor, but the person who was Thor before.
We're going to have to clear that
up. All of his
up,
psyche. Yes, I need to know about the origin of it.
Yeah.
Because he didn't say the mantle of Thor is being passed on to this person or something. He just said this is Thor. So I'm thinking if they do an origin story and it comes out and this is Odin's daughter and there is no male Thor ever even mentioned and Loki has a brother or she has a brother or a sister. Whatever they put it through
all lost
as Loki, then that's just what they're trying to put. They're just trying to say, erase what you know about Thor being a man, Thor's whole lineage or his whole history.
I think David kind of nailed it on the head when he said it's the mantle. The mantle of Thor is going to be
when
taken.
Thor originally came out, it was whoever holds this hammer, if they're worthy, they gain the powers of Thor.
Yeah, and I understand that.
Dr. Donald Blake.
Understand that. That whole, description of Thor, but I'm trying to figure out what this guy who's creating this new series or
we'll
whatever.
We'll have to go out and...
You gotta go buy it.
I gotta go look on the internet. Yeah, exactly.
The last thing we have here is a picture that you guys can't see listening to this.
But we can do a good description.
Colton Haney's in full costume as Arsenal in Arrow Season 3.
I'm excited.
I am too.
We're gonna describe it.
It's a red arrow.
Colton is wearing
it's basically red arrow.
Nice leather jacket hooded with a mask that covers just his eyes.
The reason why I'm excited is because this is more...
His pants are nice and studded with belt.
That's what Corey Fox
is
on.
More DC characters coming out in full DC costume that doesn't look bad at all.
No, their costume
design
is great.
It looks good.
It fits into the universe. And this is why I asked, is there going to be more metahumans? Because they're hard to do. The costumes are crazy. Look at Electro, the original Electro from Spider-Man.
The green and yellow.
Yeah, are they going to throw that crap in a movie? No, because it doesn't look like... You would laugh at that guy.
You know who did a terrible job at what you're talking about, though?
Who was that?
X-Men Days of Future Past.
And yeah, that's another thing.
Costumes were so stupid.
If you look at online, the difference between Quicksilver and... Quicksilver for the Days of Future Past and then the new...
he looks way better in the Avengers.
He doesn't even look like they tried to go for Quicksilver on the Days of Future Past. It looked like they just tried to go for some don't know, go-go disco kid well, or when something
you,
like that.
When you watch the movie, though, he's not like a part of a team. They just go to his house and pick him up for the one thing, and then you never see him again for the rest of the movie.
Just oh, gone. My gosh.
He's so, there. He's just moving too fast. You can't see him.
So it's so,
no, he's not.
It's so, it's,
they actually, he did appear because he's sitting at home watching TV.
So it's dumb to, I understand it's dumb to kind of go for the actual look, you know, of these kids because they're kind of just crazy. But you can kind of twist it to give that real world appeal. And DC does it like almost perfectly. You know, when they did Arrow in the beginning, it was like spray paint across his eyes, which was kind of weird. And then he just had his hood down all the time for the Green Arrow. And then they actually introduced, when they introduced Barry Allen, the Flash's character, he said, I have a, you know, an alternate way that you can actually wear a mask and not have that spray on your face and look stupid or whatever. Yeah. And he's
is he ever going to get the hat?
Who?
Green Arrow.
You know he wears
No, I don't think they'll. They're sticking with the modern Green Arrow. He has the hood for the modern one, so they're sticking with that.
At least give him some facial hair.
That's what, yeah, they might want to throw a little more facial hair.
And you know what? Fuck it. We're going to go a little bit over, because I want to get to some of these bang bites, goddammit. Happy Batman Day. DC Entertainment celebrates 75 years of The Dark Knight.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, yeah. Batman.
Mr. Bruce Wayne.
Been fighting crime for 75 years.
Pick up your...
Fighting the same four bad guys.
Pick up your...
same four bad guys.
He's got a lot of bad guys.
He's got a crap load.
You can't take that away from him.
Yeah.
No. Actually, that's what makes Batman actually one of the better ones.
And then
his villains are some of the better ones.
The most DC interesting, universe. Yeah.
So interesting that like in a lot of the series, they have to cross over Batman villains to other to make them good.
Yeah, I've heard a lot that Batman is a Marvel character trapped in...
Three.
Yes, absolutely. DC.
They're letting three fighters, they're adding to the EA Sports UFC game.
Does that excite you, Corey?
You know, what excited me more was the fact that they're doing gameplay updates as well. They're changing it to sprawling from takedowns is supposed to be improved. Like, you can actually sprawl now.
I don't know what that means.
I think that's the get-up feature.
No, it's like when someone goes for a takedown
it's
and
like
they...
It's like a grapple almost
yeah,
type.
You would know. You did wrestling.
Yeah.
Wrestling. The three fighters, one of them was a champion, so they have to add them. TJ Dillashaw from Sacramento, California.
All right.
Is going to be one of the three characters. The other one is Tyrone Woodley.
Tyrone Biggums, okay.
Awesome character to add to the game. Because I forget he's an actual human being. And I can't remember the third one because you didn't put it in the notes.
Ashley Larry.
Oh, no, it's Takei Mitsugaki on Awesome 5-Fight Win Streak, fighting Dominique Cruz, coming up here pretty soon.
All nobody knows and cares about.
I know. Let's see. Uncharted movie. Date was revealed for June 10th, 2016. And Mark Wahlberg is being sought.
No. Mark Wahlberg.
You don't want Mike?
No.
Marky Mark?
No.
No Marky Mark?
No Marky Mark
well,
in the Funky Bunch?
Besides the fact of all the fanboys wanting Nathan Fillion because he just fits the Drake persona and the look and everything, I don't like Mark Wahlberg. So.
Wow.
Someone didn't see
that. I don't know. I think Fillion's a little out of shape.
Yeah, well... Yeah.
They could fix that. Yeah, look at the guy from Guardians.
That's true. Mm-hmm. They could.
He's fat again, too.
Is he really?
I think he's fat again.
Chris
Pratt? Because he had to gain weight for another role.
Hollywood.
He's gone Hollywood
industry.
On us.
Uh-huh.
But those actors, they like you. Mm-hmm. You underestimate how much they put their body through.
Christian Bale is one of the.
He's an idiot.
Ones. Yeah,
he's
just irresponsible.
Very
stuff.
Good actor.
He's just irresponsible.
Christian Bale. Don't take anything away from my comments here. You're a wonderful actor, but that body modification crap is just that's a little too much.
Wait, yeah. Wait, I missed that.
What he drops Zambia? Weight and he gets weight
oh,
and
that?
He like
oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. EA kills the Battlefield annualization and delays Hardline into 2015.
I think it's good for it.
I think that's amazing for it. That's like
it.
EA finally taking advice from everybody, saying, you know, exactly, Maddenizing
don't
it.
Don't turn Battlefield into Call of Duty. That's
yeah.
the last thing we want. We love our Battlefield the way it is.
And they've proven that when they try to, it's just a shittier Call of Duty. Like, that with their last Battlefield
four.
Was... 4 was
yeah, I heard four
riddled with
good.
Glitches. Embarrassing. So take the extra time, push the game back, and make it good. So there we go with that one.
Support that.
Dragon Age Inquisition release delayed by over a month.
Not terrible.
Take the time.
A month
yeah.
is not
make
that
the
big
game
deal.
Good.
Make the game good.
Yeah. Add multiplayer.
If they're going to delay it by a year.
1 month, add
yeah.
multiplayer.
And I bet you it's not hard. It's got to be not hard now.
God, no.
I think Peter Molyneux is on a train. here right now to slap you in the
face. It can't be.
You play Fable 2?
It can't be difficult. No, he's just an idiot. It cannot be difficult. Now, those are professional.
He was probably just like you when he was making Fable 2. We're going to take Fable 1 and we're going to make it multiplayer.
How hard is it to add one other player to control the person?
Look what happened with Fable 2. Apparently, it's hard.
And Fable 3, they got it right, so it takes 2 game cycles to get. That's retarded.
Was it perfect in Halo or Fable 3? Come on.
It was way better.
You could nail your friends.
That's you can be your actual character.
You can give your friend STDs.
That was it. You can be your actual character. Yeah. It's got to be easy. I will not believe that it's difficult.
And we will end on a story that Aaron put on here for his own pleasure, I guess. What? FIFA 15 gets another cover athlete in North America.
Yes, sir. Now, this is actually pretty interesting. If you look at the, if you go online and you look at the two covers, the North American version for the Xbox has Messi on there, and it has Clint Dempsey. Both covers are going to have Clint Dempsey and Messi. Clint Dempsey is wearing his Seattle Sounders Microsoft,
of course,
jersey on the Xbox version. They had to Photoshop it on the other one and put him in his U.S. jersey because they didn't want any cross-promotion, of course, on the PlayStation.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So they took him all
the
out of his...
Funky.
Yeah,
they
had to take him out. And yeah. I was like, why can't the PlayStation have the... It's just a soccer jersey. It just
That's
says
it
Xbox
goes.
Across the chest. That's how it goes.
But we want to thank you all for listening to this week's episode of The Weekend Bang.
Of the Weekend Bang, really?
Oh, I mean video games.
Wow.
Somebody wishes.
Your own show.
You know what? You should just take
Corey,
the...
Corey, you are just completely trying to absorb everything from Aaron.
You're
subconsciously.
Terrible.
You should just take the plug for what it is, Aaron.
He wants the sophistication of the show. That's what it is.
And we will be back this weekend with the real Weekend Bang. This was the Video Game Bang podcast. Thanks to John Spartan. Thanks to Jada. Thank you, David. And thank you, Aaron Carter. We will see you when we see you.
Let me bang,
I
man.
Do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I let you bang.
Let me bang.
I let you bang.
Let me bang.
Let you bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.